James chapter 2. My brethren, don't discriminate between people in your walk in the faith of the glorious Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. For if someone comes into your gatherings wearing a gold ring and dressed in expensive clothing, and another also comes in who is poor, wearing dirty clothing, and you treat the one who wears the expensive clothing with a special respect and say, "Sit here in a good place," but you say to the poor man, "You stand over there," or, "Sit here on the floor beside my chair," then aren't you showing favoritism among yourselves and so have become like corrupt judges? Listen, my beloved brethren, didn't God choose those who are poor in this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who are loving him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Isn't it the rich who oppress you and take you to court? Aren't they the ones who slander the honorable name by which you are called? If, however, you fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you discriminate between people, you commit sin and are exposed by the law as violators. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet errs in one point, he is as guilty as if he had broken all of them. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." Now if you don't commit adultery but do commit murder, you have become a violator of the law. Therefore you should speak and act as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For the coming judgment will be without mercy for him who did not show any mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. How is it beneficial, my brethren, if a man says he has faith but doesn't do anything? Can this kind of faith be saving him? If a brother or sister is lacking clothing and doesn't have enough to eat every day, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, be warmed and filled," and yet you don't give them the things which are necessary for the body, of what use is it? In the same way, faith, if it doesn't result in actions, is exposed as being dead in itself. But someone might say, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without any actions, and I will show you my faith through my actions." You believe that God is one? That's good. The demons also believe this and shudder with fear. But would you be happy to know, you fruitless man, that faith separated from the resulting actions is dead? Wasn't Abraham, our father, considered just by his actions when he offered up Isaac, his son, on the altar? Here you see that faith was working together with his actions, and that through these actions his faith was consummated. So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And Abraham believed God, and he was therefore considered righteous, and he was called the friend of God." You see, then, that a man is considered just by actions and not by faith alone. And in the same way, also, wasn't Rahab the prostitute considered just because of her actions, when she received the messengers and then sent them all off another way? For as the body separated from the spirit is just a corpse, in the same way faith separated from actions is dead, and dead faith justifies no one. This is the end of James chapter 2.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries. Not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.